Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, I had called in last month to do an update. What I had done was back in before December, I had purchased an item that said it was free, but all I did was pay for shipping. So did I know that after the shipping was done and it came, then it started to charge my account like almost $49.97 a month. So anyway, I called in because I did not want that to happen. I didn't even know that that was happening. So they gave me a credit. They couldn't give me a full credit for the full amount of December, but they gave me a partial credit. So then again, in January, they took it out again, and then it looks like they put another, I'm not sure if it's done correctly. I think there was like one too many taken out, and I just wanted to confirm if you can take a look at that with me, and then also to make sure that nothing will come out of my account for March.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
17512.
And what was your name again, ma'am?
Yes, it's Patricia McBride.
All right, can you confirm the mailing address you have listed?
Yes, 515 Union Street in Columbia, PA, 17512.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, so you wanted to cancel the membership that you have. Let me see. Let me go back. Okay.
The initial time, like they took the $7.45 out for the shipping.
Correct.
For the item, that was on December 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 17th is when they took out the first $49.97 charge.
Mm-hmm. And that one was, hold on. Yeah, that one was refunded, I think, by your bank.
Well, what happened, yeah, that did get refunded by my bank because I didn't realize that. I didn't check this account all the time because it's not my main one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't check it till like January after the second one came out.
Right, so I understand.
One came out in December, one came out in January. And then you guys credited me for a partial one of December, which was $17.48.
Yeah, I see that one. $17.48. The first one, you got the full, and you said you just want to make sure that you cancel it so you don't continue to get charged.
Right. So, okay, so on January 19th, they gave me a credit for December's. Mm-hmm. And then January 31st, I show that they gave me a credit for a full credit for January's. Because I had $49.97 added back in.
Mm-hmm.
And now on February the 8th, they took out $49.97 again.
Okay, we don't have a charge for $49.97 in February.
Well, I have a reversal. It's called, it shows it as a reversal.
Are you sure it's not a refund? Because it might have been reversed back into your account.
Well, it was reversed as a negative. Like it shows as a negative, like it was taken out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so it may be a different company then, because we don't, yours had stopped after the one you got on January 16th. So the only thing you should have been receiving at that point was refunds, the refunds that you got.
Okay, so you show my account, like, there's nothing more that's going to come out from you guys.
Correct.
My bank account.
Correct.
Okay, so then I probably have to get back to, I'm just pulling up my account here as I'm talking here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a withdrawal debit card merchant credit reversal is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was assuming that it was coming out from you guys because it was a negative. Like it was like worth taking out. It
right.
A negative rather than being in a positive mode.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. Just notate that.
So do you think my bank did that? Or I mean, I can't, why would a bank do that?
For that, you would have to inquire with the bank. Sometimes your bank will refund you, and then they refund you before they investigate. And then if they go back and they say, okay, well, we think it's a valid charge, they'll take it back.
Okay, so they're reversing out what they
So.
gave me. Because at first I didn't realize, I thought it was like a false charge, is what I didn't even realize what it was for. And then they gave me a credit for that. So maybe they're taking that back out. I'll check with them. I thought it was you guys. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Because we don't have any other charges. So you
Okay.
can go ahead and speak with the bank, and they should be able to explain what it is to make sure it's not an actual charge. And if it is a charge, it's probably coming from your bank.
Okay, and then you, just to confirm, you did show that there's nothing more on your end that will come out of my bank accounts.
Yes,
Is that
ma'am.
okay? All righty.
I can give you
Okay,
a
thank
cancellation number if you want to write that down for
you.
your just for your
Yes, that would help.
documentation.
Yep, please do that. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, C as in Charlie. 258-763.
Okay.
442. And you can just keep that, like I said, for your documentation.
Okay, I will do that. That would help, yes.
Yes,
Okay,
ma'am.
so I'll check with my bank on that part. Thank you very much for your time today.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.